هيلو فور اول، ام دكتور علم، دي جي مينيستر اوف هيلث سينار ستيت. ذا كوفيد 19 بانديميك هاز اوريدي سبريد تو مور ذان 100 كانتري اراوند ذا وورلد. ات از انكلود كانتري هوز هيلث سيستم ار فراجايل اند فيري ويك لايك سودان. COVID 19 pandemic is a defining global health crisis of our time and the great challenges we have faced since World War II. No data available of another mode of transmission and viral behavior and rule of whether a relationship between malaria and other epidemic disease and coronavirus. The situation in Sudan, the currently the confirmation cases, 15 cases and 2 deaths and 2 recover, and 2 case community transmission and 13 case history of travel out the Sudan, and more than 200 suspected cases in the whole center in the Sudan. Key issue of epidemiologists is helping policymaker decide the main objective of mitigation, example minimize morbidity and associated mortality, avoiding an epidemic peak over world health care service, keeping the effect on the economy within a manageable level. The key regions of cholera that can help us win against COVID-19 in Sudan. Just slow down the virus by simple way and low cost, like complete lockdown and physical distance and other behavior practice, and currently the most effective measure to reduce the risk of transmission, and then protect health worker and repurpose resource to support epidemic response and community health worker and psychological support. But still challenging the Sudan, the pandemic in Sudan is moving like voice of the tender, one that may yet crush and those less able to cope. The case fatality rate high, at least some of those people infected can transmit the disease before developing symptoms or even the absence of any symptoms. In addition, very high proportion, around 8% of people develop a very mild form of disease, no discover, and become source of transmission. Then confirmation and diagnosis require laboratory and medical imaging, and staff are not available. And the epidemic then is very different from those such as measles and cholera, no full data for study. 15 to 20% of the patients with COVID-19 require hospitalization, and 6% require intensive care for a duration of between 3 to 6 weeks. And this is more difficult in Sudan because collapse our health system, and more ventilation in the Sudan, 300 just. And people in Sudan must often walk for hours and even days in rural to reach the nearest health care facility, while less than half of the health care facility in the border non-functional. As often the case during this type of the pandemic, medical staff members themselves are particularly exposed to infection, and no BBS available, and economic status in the Sudan. Every day people are losing job and income and looking for food and water, with no way of knowing when normality will return. Last of the challenges, but civil war in the Sudan and country around effect in the health situation in the Sudan.